science, debating, Bible. What is apologetics anyways? Hello, I'm Christopher from the channel of Christian Crispin with the new video, What is Apologetics? And if you're wondering right now what I'm doing, you can go and check out my YouTube channel, which will be located in the description. And so I have decided that I'm going to be adding in some apologetic ministries into my podcast and YouTube channel that you guys, so I think you guys might like. So without further ado, let's get to our sponsor so that we can get into the podcast. Okay, so what is apologetics? Okay, so apologetics, even though it may look like it, is not apologizing for your faith. That's not what it is. What apologetics is showing other people that that Christianity, that young earth creationism, is actually a legitimate, is correct, and that evolution is not. That's what apologetics is all about. It's all about using what you know, what you see, and God's word, and debating tactics to prove to everyone else that your opponent, or really, that evolution is incorrect and that young earth creationism is true. Okay? And so I do this with a lot of books. I have a lot of books. I have my Latin textbook, so I can understand what scientific terms really mean. I have a student handbook, so I can see things about evolution. A dictionary to look up terms. A general chemistry textbook, so I can show how evolution does not follow chemistry. I have Kinham's The Lie, my grandparents' creation evolution book that they wrote, the first, second, third, and fourth answers book. I have Glass House by Answers in Genesis. I have The War of Worldviews by Answers in Genesis. I have The Late Great Ape Debate, which just talks about things, the different sorts of Christian theories about creation and evolution. And I also have the Holy Bible, which is very important. And I use all of those books when I think about different things. And so apologetics is a very interesting ministry opportunity in that you can use things that you know to prove to someone that they don't know what they're talking about. And I think that apologetics is probably one of the most undermanned of the Christian ministries that people could go into, because no one thinks that it's very important to do. And so that's what apologetics is all about. It's all about, it's also about ministering. It's about showing people that evolution's wrong and Christianity, that, you know, the Bible says is true. And it's about, being smart and knowing things. And so not everyone's going to be able to do apologetics. Most people don't, just like most people don't go into the mission field. But I do think that a lot of people who should be going to to apologetics don't, because they don't think that they're good at it, or they don't think that it's scientific and stuff like that. And I think that's a real crying shame, because if everyone who had the calling to go into apologetics did, we wouldn't have so much of a problem in America, or it would be less of a problem, because Christianity would not be so held behind. And I really think that's a bit of a problem. Now, why do I love apologetics? And I think the reason that I like apologetics and I love apologetics and I love what I do, even though probably not going to be doing anything with it for a long time, it's because it really does encompass who I am and what I like to do. So I'm in debate, okay? You may not be able to tell by how amazingly handsome my voice sounds and how awesome I am. I am not in college. I'm not even college age yet. I'm close, but I haven't gone to college yet. And I think that maybe I go to college. And the only reason I go to college is because I feel like if I'm going to be doing something like this, I would like to have a doctorate degree so that people don't say, oh, you don't have a doctorate degree in anything. You're not smart enough to do it. You're just not intelligent. And I feel like a lot of people think that even though doctorate degrees just let people know that you're smart, it's kind of like getting baptized. You don't need it to do stuff. It just allows people to know that you do have the qualifications to do it. And so I feel like I'm going to be doing that. And so that means in a few years, I'm going to be really slowing down in podcasts because I'm going to be studying a lot, but I think it'll be okay. But what I do like is that apologetics, I'm in debate, and a debate really, really helps out with you wanting to do stuff involving, I don't know, if you want to do something that's involving apologetics, you need to be able to know how to debate someone legally and truly, and you don't want it. And the thing is that unlike a political debate, if you want to be a good apologist, you don't want to interrupt when someone else's turn to debate, because they're more likely to interrupt you. When people see that you're not interrupting them and they're interrupting you, they can see that maybe you're actually truthful and they are just trying to be emotional to sway, and it's just not going to work with them. What I also like is that apologetics is really it's a very intellectual and abstract kind of idea, and my brain works very well with abstracts and turning abstracts into things that are less abstract. I can explain emotions and abstract thinking in a way that most people can, that people who don't think abstractly can understand. And so since I'm very good at that, I can really understand what the Bible's saying about things, what science says about stuff, and how they mingle together. And it's just really fun. And I really like how it's apologetics. It's also it's really focusing on God. You can obviously see that's focusing on God, but it's actually interesting because I like how it incorporates, it's very easy to incorporate God into it, because you can incorporate God into anything, and I think that most people do, but I've always felt the need to have a very, very like open thing where I don't have to think about too much about other things other than, you know, here's how it's going to work and here's how God wants it to work. And I really do think that, you know, apologetics is probably the way to go. And, you know, maybe if I get lucky, Ken Ham will invite me over. That'd be fun. Ken Ham, if you're listening to this, you know, maybe when I'm 26, you guys will let me in. I don't know. Anyways, apologetics is really a thing that I do enjoy. I've always enjoyed reading about the things that evolutionists believe in. And I like seeing how science really does contradict whatever they say. And it does make me kind of disappointed in humanity, but it does kind of make me, I don't know, less disappointed and kind of rejoicing for humanity, because there are people like Ken Ham, or another one's Kent Hovind. He was a little weird, but I think he's kind of getting back out. But he was a pretty good one. He was very entertaining. If you want to look him up, it's Kent space Hovind. You can look him up on YouTube. I think he had the right ideas. He just didn't do things he liked. He didn't enjoy paying taxes. I don't know if he didn't pay taxes or he just said maybe, or started calling for tax reform, because he was saying that we're paying taxes. A lot of the taxes come from Christian families who don't accept evolution, but it's still being taught to our children using our tax money. And he said that's not fair. And I do agree that that is probably not fair, but I don't remember. But I think he finally realized that. But that was a side note, but there are very interesting, Ken Ham, Kent Hovind, Bodhi Hodge, and pretty much everyone in Answers in Genesis, they really do try hard to explain things, and I do like how that works, and I do like how it feels to finally understand how that, the evolutionary standpoint, viewpoint doesn't work, and why it doesn't work, and why Christianity does work. And so that's always been a very fun thing for me to do. But yeah, like I said, I'm a fair debater, and I know how to debate, but it's just kind of hard to debate something that you don't care about, and you know that one side's right, but you have to debate for the other side. But that's why debate really does train you for arguing for your side, because if you can you can argue for the side you don't agree with, you'll be able to argue for the side you do agree with tenfold, and so that's always very good. And so that's one I like to debate. And then in the ministry, it's a ministry idea that I really do enjoy, and it is really interesting because apologetics isn't a very aggressive concept, because if you've watched the Ken Ham v. Bill Nye debate, you can actually see how Ken Ham uses the platform that he was given to actually preach the gospel, which is probably why people think he lost, because they said, oh, he didn't argue that point very well. It's like, nah, he didn't really care. He has one, his first job is to preach the gospel, and his second job is to preach creation. So it's very interesting that that's a very interesting way that apologetics use their platform. And Kent Hovind, he did the same thing. I think he still does. But, yeah. But it is very, very awesome. But I do believe that this podcasting channel and the YouTube channel I do, they are also another thing that I really enjoy, is the comedic aspect of this, that sometimes you can put some comedic spins on different things so that it's more entertaining to watch, but it's still informative. And that's something I really do enjoy. And then filming and doing podcasts, I do enjoy that as well, because it does allow me to express myself and express why I do things and what I think about things. And I know that not everyone's good at a podcast, but some people are good at podcasts. Like my mother, she does a podcast as well. And yeah, but I do believe that if you are not a Christian, then if you want to learn more about God, then please send me a email to my email address, cridlin33@gmail.com, and I think I could probably send you a link to a place that you could learn about it, or I could probably send you a link to probably the nearest Baptist church, or you could just look up answersingenesis.org, and I think they have places where you can look that stuff up. But if you are questioning what I am saying, and you don't know about this creation and God creating stuff in 6 literal days and no evolution, and there is variation within kinds, like differences in dogs, or dogs and wolves, and they're really just the same, but dogs and cats are different, then you can also send me an email and give me a question, and I'll try and answer it in my next podcast. So if you have a question about the gospel, you can email me, or you could just check answersingenesis.org, or if you have a question about creation, the creation v. evolution debate, and creationists and young earth creationists, which is what I am, you can also email me, and that's cridlon, I don't know why, cridlon33@gmail.com. And so thanks for listening to the podcast, and I'll see you guys next time, and don't forget to stay crisp.